Logo, Tubi Originals. Silver Line Entertainment. Joe Smith Media. Mainstream.tv. Candles glow near a bouquet of red roses. Text, Joe Smith Media presents, in association with Mainstream, a Joe Smith film. Kamal Smith. Ebony Tates, Micah Bivings.
I believe in the past. I believe what you
King Wesley, Tanya Brown.
You can bring the past. All you need is a focus and a story to hold.
A rose smolders and burns. Text, Robert Jackson, Bill Swift.
What's inside your soul?
Kyle Morgan, Director of Photography. Joe Smith, Executive Producer. Nicole Parker, Executive Producer. Nikita Coakley, Executive Producer. Nicole Baldwin, Executive Producer. Written, produced and directed by Joe Smith.
I only can try, either way, no matter what people say.
A good man. A bald man with a short cropped beard sits at an office desk wearing a purple suit.
It's going good, Doc. I mean, it's getting better. You know, the breakup was very rough, but I'm getting better every day.
And that's good to hear. And you know, the important part is that you're changing your beliefs around relationships.
Yes. Yes, you made me understand that. You made me understand that my world is whatever my beliefs are. Hey, Matt. What time is it?
It's 2:30.
Yes, it is. And what day is it?
It's Friday.
It is Friday. And what do I do from 2 to 3 every Friday?
That's easy. You whine about your ex-woman to another woman that you don't know.
That's...
instead of getting ready to party for
okay,
the weekend.
I do know her, and it's called therapy.
You black.
Okay.
Black people don't go to therapy. Listen, the only therapy you need is sex therapy and drink therapy. Yes.
You are a man-child. Yes, but you are. You're a whole child in a man's body.
Listen, I've been grown man in the body since I was young.
Okay. You know, Matt, if we could just get to the point, why are you here?
Your 3 o'clock is here, early.
Thank you, Matt.
Ethan grimaces at Matt.
Doc, I'm so sorry about that. My client,
Yeah, your client is there early, so no worries. Same time next week?
Definitely. Same time next week, and I promise next week I'll just lock the door.
All right. Well, take care.
All right, you too, Doc.
Matt returns with the client.
Miles! Early as usual?
Well, you know what they say. Better early than late.
Hey, man, go ahead and have a seat. So, how can I help you?
Well, you see, I was just in the middle of a multi-million dollar land acquisition deal, and I had to fire the real estate agent that I had just currently hired.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ethan, my friend, I need you to take over negotiations for me.
You know one thing I'm always telling Matt Miles? I never, ever, ever worry about my clients leaving because you always come back.
Touché, touché, my friend.
Yes.
But seriously now, Ethan, what do you say?
What do I say? Of course. I'm your guy. I got you.
Great. Thank you very much, my friend.
No problem.
Now, look, I'm gonna have my assistant call you as early as tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
With all the details.
Okay.
Okay. But Ethan, my friend, I need you on this right away.
I'm on it right away.
All right?
And can I just say that I'm happy to have my favorite client back?
So, am I your favorite client or just your richest one?
We'll go with both. Both good answer?
I'd take both of them.
Okay, yeah, man.
You boys have a great afternoon.
We'll do. All right. Hey, I'm on it right away.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
See you, sir.
All right.
Ethan claps Matt's shoulder.
Huge deal. No, don't.
Oh, this is too much.
Way too much.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah. Okay, listen, I'm getting out of here, man. What is that one place you were talking about?
Hibachi Go.
Hibachi Go. Yeah, I think I'm gonna try it out.
I knew it. You take the man out the hood, but not the hood out the man. It's in your heart. I knew it.
I'm literally born and raised in the suburbs. You know that? Like, literally.
It's proximity. It's like 8 miles. You're super close. Nah.
You know what? Let's just focus on getting up my office. Thank you. Okay, it's great. Okay.
Ethan strides out of the office building and climbs into his shining black SUV. He pulls out of the parking lot.
Hey, I got a flex. I need a Nike bag. Give me the check. I need the money and power, respect, but I promise I'm repping the O to the dead. I don't got nothing to say. Now they can't run on my pace. Yeah, they know that we ain't the same.
A short-haired woman with hoop earrings stands at a fast food counter.
Excuse me, ma'am. I tried it 3 times and the sand declined. Okay, we'll try it again.
Come on, lady.
Declined.
Ethan waits nearby.
Moving along. Girl, shut up. No, you shut up. This smoke, you're on the
You know what? I can just take
Nigga, who is you? Mind your business.
I was just trying.
I don't need your help. Well, you need another card or something. Bitch, I will drag you across this counter.
Oh, okay. Just take the card. Run it, please.
Ethan hands his card over.
Approved. See, everybody's happy now. Okay, there you go, and nobody has to get drugged, all right?
The women shoot glares at each other.
Well, I hope you don't think I owe you nothing.
Not at all. I was just paying for it. Who knows? One day I might need your card.
You don't look like you ever have a problem with your card not working.
It's true, because I do pay my bills on time. I mean, not that you don't pay yours regularly. I'm just... Whatever, I'm Ethan.
Ethan shakes her hand.
Nice to meet you, Ethan.
Well, I didn't catch your name, though.
Oh, that's because I ain't throw it.
Listen, if you ever decide to stop being so mean, give me a call.
Well, I'll probably never call, because mean is my middle name.
That's the messed up middle name.
Your mama's middle name is messed up.
You got to come for my mom.
Bye, Mr. Ethan.
Bye.
Ethan watches the short-haired woman leave with his card.
Excuse me, is you gonna order or not?
Okay, why is everybody on 10? Yes, can I get...
Ethan sips coffee in his office. Matt passes his office door.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, sir?
Did you, hear anything from Miles about the land deal?
Yeah. I did.
Are you going to enlighten me on anything, or...?
Well, boss, if you check your email, you see the report's already there.
Word's right there. Okay, cool. Let's get the group together for a meeting in, let's say, about 5... Let's do 11?
Yes, sir, boss. Right away, boss.
All right.
I's gonna be going now.
Okay. Thank you.
Ethan frowns and answers his phone.
This is Ethan Carter.
I heard you was the best real estate agent in the state.
Well, you heard right. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Ari.
Okay, Ms. Ari. And are we thinking commercial, residential?
Both.
I'd like to hear that. And how are we looking as far as budget?
Well, at the moment, my debit card not working. So maybe you can help me with that, too.
Your debit card isn't working, huh? Okay, Ms. Ari. I tell you what, I can help you, but the thing is, usually matters like this, I like to do it up close and personal, so it's going to have to be over drinks and dinner.
Okay. It's a deal.
All right, how does 8 o'clock sound?
8 o'clock when?
Tonight. I'll send you the location, and all that I ask is that leave the debit card and your bad attitude at home.
I'll leave the card at home, but the attitude go wherever I go.
Okay. Yeah, so listen, though, I got to run to a meeting. Hello? Ari?
Ethan leans back and smiles.
She just hung up on me. I think I like it.
The city's lights glow at night. Text, 8:13 p.m. Ethan waits alone on a sidewalk. He checks his phone, 8:27 p.m. 8:34 p.m. Ethan shifts his weight, looking from side to side, 8:41 p.m. Finally, Ari walks up wearing jeans, a flannel shirt, and white crop jacket.
Hey.
Hey.
Ethan frowns.
Hey.
Why are you making that face?
Nah. It's just...
You got a problem with my clothes?
No, I don't. But the restaurant.
I got a place. Don't worry about it. Come on.
They sit in a bar.
You could have told me that I needed to be dressed a certain way.
So when I told you where we were going, I just thought you would know what to wear.
You know what? I'll take it. I'm sorry. Okay? Next time, I'm gonna tell you what to wear, even if I gotta buy it myself.
Don't make promises you can't keep, Mr. Ethan.
I never make promises I can't keep.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Yeah, lying everybody.
Anyways, this a little cute spot you brought me to?
Yeah, I know the owner. I'm one of the investors.
So you handsome, successful, and charming. Why are you single?
The funny thing, I promise you, I was just about to ask you the same thing, but I know why your man has a single.
I am not that bad once you get to know me.
Yeah, okay.
Answer the question.
No,
okay. I had a boyfriend. We were together for a while, and then he went away.
Ethan raises his brows.
Went away, like, to the Navy, to school, to his grandma's house?
Oh, nah, he went to prison.
Oh. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
So what happened?
He just kept putting me into too many situations where my life was in danger. One time we was out. He seen a dude that he had beef with, and they got into a shootout with me in the car with him. Hey, what the fuck?
Jesus.
Yeah, that's definitely who protected me. Anyway, so we got into a chase with the police. He ended up going to jail for the chase and the gun, and shit, I moved on with my life.
So do you miss it?
I do. But I don't miss the drama.
Yeah.
But I did think that me and Kay would be together forever.
Kay?
Yeah. His street name, Chaos, but everybody call him Kay for sure.
All right, you dated a man named Chaos.
Yeah? What's wrong with that?
First of all, his name literally tells you what your relationship is gonna be like. Secondly, you do know that chaos is not spelled with a K, right?
Yes, it is. It's chaos.
Ethan bites his lip and shakes his head.
No, no, it's not.
Okay. So how do you spell it, Professor Carter?
It's C-H-A-O-S.
How is it spelled with a C if it's pronounced K-I-S? That's dumb.
That's dumb. You're right. That's dumb.
You were old know-it-all head ass, ain't you?
I was thinking of another word, and I was... You're right.
Yeah.
K...
Whatever.
Right.
So, I told you about me. What's up with you? What's your story?
Well, I was married before.
For real?
Yeah.
For how long?
6 years.
Okay. What happened?
Let's just say that she brought a little chaos of her own into our marriage.
Chris Brown tried to tell y'all these hoes ain't lying.
So what I'm not gonna do is take relationship advice from Chris Brown, though. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, you should have.
Might be right.
Are you over it?
I'm getting there, you know? Therapy, and it's really helping me, so I'm getting better every day.
Therapy?
Yeah.
Damn. She messed you up.
Yeah, that doesn't really help me out.
I'm just saying.
You know, let's just change the subject.
Oh. Okay, you ain't gotta be so sensitive.
I'm not being sensitive. It was just a very, very hurtful time in my life.
Well, alrighty then.
Later, Ari sits in a beauty salon.
Girl, this nigga had the nerve to try to take me to this bougie-ass place, but ain't tell me I needed to be dressed.
Ethan and Matt play pool.
So why you ain't tell her that she needed to dress up?
Because I've never dated a woman that I had to tell how to dress.
Who was he to tell you how to dress anyway? How was he dressed?
Like a square.
I knew it.
And then, when I asked her why she's single, she gonna tell me because she was with her ex, but then they went on a wild goose chase running from the police, and then, whatever, the point is he's in prison now.
And then, when I told him that my ex was locked up,
He looked like he was scared of me and him.
Told him about Kay.
Sounds like he went on a date with a real hood rat.
Very radish.
Then, when I asked him about his ex, he looked like he was about to cry.
Oh, what'd she do to him?
I can't be with no soft-ass nigga.
Wait, she didn't ask about your ex, did she? Please tell me you did not get emotional. Please tell me you did not cry in front of that girl.
Okay, she did ask about my ex. No, I didn't cry. Please move.
I was gonna judge you.
Yep.
I don't know. You might need to leave him alone, friend.
I'm all right. Mm. But in spite of all that, it was something about him
that I like.
So you gonna go on a date
with her again?
Yes.
Maybe. In a flashback, Ethan and Ari shake hands in the fast food place and she leaves with a glare. A delivery man knocks on the salon door. Ari signs for the package. She and her friend's jaws drop when she unwraps a bouquet of red roses. Ethan and Ari hold hands and stroll by a lake. Ethan holds a picnic basket. He pushes Ari on a swing, cuddling her from behind. Ari leans her head on Ethan's shoulder as they gaze at the lake. In the salon, Ari's friend makes a heart with her hands and grins as she sniffs the roses. In the park, Ethan and Ari swing side by side. At home, they kiss sweetly over glasses of wine.
Just what these moments are all about.
Ari appears in the doorway of Ethan's office and opens her trench coat to reveal black lingerie. She slinks into the office and Ethan rises to kiss her. Ethan leads Ari out of the house blindfolded. In front of her is a car with a big red bow on it. Ari and Ethan tuck on the swing set. They make love on Ethan's desk. Ethan pulls off her blindfold and Ari jumps up and down grinning and gets behind the wheel of the car. Ari and Ethan kiss by the lake. They ride on a yacht together.
Wow. This is sexy.
All right.
About time you brought me on a boat.
All right, I've been working so hard, I forgot I had a boat.
Clearly. You know, your girl likes nice things. Nice things turn me on.
Oh, yeah? Is that the only thing that turns you on?
Maybe. Maybe not.
All
right. No, but now that I think about it, this is my first time being on a boat like this.
You telling me all them drug dealers and thugs and street guys you dated, ain't none of them had a boat?
First of all, stop making it seem like I dated a bunch of them.
You kind of did.
No, just three.
Just three? Three is a whole gang in some states. You know that, right?
Shut your square ass up.
Hey, I'm just
three
saying.
Is not a gang, and that's not a lot.
I mean, it's more than I dated, but whatever. Point is, look at you now, right? Went from dating thugs to being on a yacht with a square.
Yeah, but you're pretty fair for a square.
I ain't selling my uncle.
Whatever. No, but really, I love the water. We gotta make time to do this more often. Either that, or you're gonna have to teach me how to drive this thing.
Hey. Hell no, I'm not teaching you how to drive this thing.
Why not? I can drive.
No, you can. I've been in the car with you and seen you drive, fearing for my life. I'm not teaching you how to. No. You stay right here. That's why I have a driver, okay? That's what we do in these things, okay?
Really?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, I see you got jokes now.
A little bit.
Okay.
No, but seriously.
Ethan licks his lips and faces Ari.
I know that, I'm not what you're used to. And you damn sure not what I'm used to. But these last couple of months have been amazing. I know after my last marriage, I never thought I'd be able to open up like this again, but you got me open, babe. So, Miss Ari.
Ethan lowers to one knee.
Ooh.
Will you allow me to be your square for life?
He opens a ring box and gazes up at Ari. Her mouth hangs open.
I don't know what to say.
Well, I mean, that's not exactly what I'm going for right now, but
okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Ari blinks and exhales.
Am I ruining the
movie? I mean, a little bit. Yeah, okay. Okay.
One word.
Fucking yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll marry you.
About, girl, come here, give me that finger. You're starting to hurt my knee and my damn feelings. Come here, baby. Oh. I love you.
I love you too.
Ethan pulls Ari into a hug. She stares at the ring on her finger.
I don't know why. I just froze. I didn't know what to say.
I mean, well, there's only two things you can say. Yes or no.
No. I was just caught off guard. I wanted to say yes and no.
Okay, see, that's a problem, sis. That's a problem.
I know. But I don't know if I'm ready to get married right now.
You don't know if you're ready for marriage right now, or you don't know if you're ready to be married to him.
Both.
Why? What's wrong with him?
That's the thing. There's nothing wrong with him. I just don't think I love him like that.
Then why are you with him like that?
Honestly, I think it's because he's safe. He's a good, safe guy. And I feel like that's what I need right now, especially after everything I went through with Kay.
Touché. Amen to that. Amen to that.
But what's crazy is, I think I still love him.
Him who? Kay?
Ari sips wine and nods.
Ari, Ethan done bossed your whole life up, and you still sitting here thinking about Kay's goofy ass?
Crazy, right? But, like, I'm done with him for real. Like, I can't even go back that way.
Please.
But it's almost like he was my soulmate.
Okay, I'ma just say this, and then I'ma let you be great, sis, okay? If you don't want Ethan, you need to stop playing with his feelings.
Men aren't like us, okay? Women, we can get our hearts broken, bounce back, even love again. Men, shit, playing with their heart damn near like taking your own life into your hands.
Girl, fine. Ain't nobody worried about his lame ass doing nothing.
All right, I'm just saying. Men are different when they hurt.
Aw, ain't nobody gonna hurt him. I'ma just keep enjoying the safety. I'm sure I'll learn to love him as time go by.
Ari raises her glass.
Toast. Wow. Toast. I am glad I'm not Ethan.
Whatever.
Ethan greets Ari in the kitchen with a kiss.
What's up, babe?
Hey.
Hey, I want to talk about something.
What's up?
What do you think about selling a shop and retiring?
And why would I do that?
Okay, hear me out. Now, you've already been talking about stepping from behind a chair, and it's not like business is booming or anything like that.
Okay, so first of all, I love what I do.
I know you do.
And second, stop taking digs at my shop.
I'm not taking digs at your shop. You're about to be my wife. And I want to take care of you. And this way, you can focus on raising a family.
Oh, I'm not about to start having kids right out the gate.
But you know how important family is to me.
Okay. And you know how important my independence is to me. See, that's what y'all niggas do.
Oh, come on. Oh, God.
Y'all get a girl dependent on y'all, mm-hmm. Then y'all start acting up. Mm-hmm. Y'all get controlling and then want to have hoes and shit.
All right, calm down, man. Calm down. First of all, why do I need hoes when I have you? I'm playing. Can you just think about it? Please? Think about it?
I'll think about it.
Thank you. And for the record, I would never cheat on you.
Boy, all men cheat. Now, you might not be a cheater right now. Oh, but you've definitely cheated before.
No. I haven't. Ari, I watched my father cheat on my mom. And I saw what that did to her. And you already know my ex-marriage was like. And that was literally the hardest shit I ever had to get through. So, no. I'm not gonna cheat on you. If anything, I'm worried about you cheating on me.
Oh, no, no. See, you don't gotta worry about that, okay?
All right.
Yes, because you are safe with me.
I'm safe with you?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, baby, I gotta get that. It's a client.
It's always a client.
Okay, but you know it's important, baby.
But ain't we important, too?
Aren't we?
What?
Aren't we important? Yes, you're important. I love you. You! Nah, I'm stepping out right now, bro. I'll be in like 20 minutes.
Ari works in the salon.
Girl, bye. I wish a dude would offer to take care of me. I'd be out of here so fast, I wouldn't give you a no notice, okay? Two product, everything left right here. Bye.
You wouldn't give me no notice?
Hell no. Nah. Bosses don't give you no notice when they fire your ass, now do they?
Yeah, you got
exactly,
a point.
Boss.
You got a
exactly,
point.
Boss.
But I don't know, sis. I've been taken care of before, and if I ain't had this salon when Kay went to jail, I would have been assed out.
Oh, I feel you on that. But I honestly don't think you gotta worry about bro like that. I mean, he seemed pretty cool, and he clearly loves you.
Girl, they are doing the beginning. Do you know what this nigga had the nerve to do?
What?
He corrected my grammar. And we ain't in school. He ain't my teacher or my daddy.
Ari, please. You wanna know what my man did the other day? Crashed my car.
I was wondering what happened to your front end.
That nigga happened to my front end. So, you wanna talk about correcting grammar versus crashing your car? I think you're winning, sis. I think you're winning.
Look, I know I got a good thing going and all, but I just ain't with all that square shit.
Let's trade things. Let's trade. Cause my nigga ain't no square, but he a whole ass disaster.
Leave him then.
Excuse me? And be by myself? Some man is better than no man, and you got a good man. So I ain't really trying to hear all that, sis. I ain't trying to hear all that.
Yeah, whatever. And don't be talking about swapping men, sis, or I'm gonna have to give you these hands.
Girl, play with please. Me. You barely giving them flat irons the hand.
Don't worry about me.
So I was just going to email you at first, but I wanted to tell you face-to-face that I think I'm good, Doc. And I just wanted to thank you for all your hard work and your patience.
No thanks necessary. You know that's my job. I mean, so do you really think you're ready to conclude with therapy?
I do. I'm in love with this girl. And most importantly, she makes me feel safe, you know?
That's great, Ethan. Well, you know, if you ever need me again, exactly where to find me.
Thanks again, Doc.
Matt listens from the hall.
Yes! Yes! It's about time.
Matt, you really have to stop eavesdropping on my calls.
Why?
Because it's illegal.
No, it's not.
It is illegal, and it's illegal in my office.
Yeah, whatever. No, wait. Is it?
Where are we at? How's things looking with the waterfront deal?
Looking pretty good. We got some potential buyers and waiting for proof of funds. Once we get that, we should be all set.
Like that. I like that.
So, man, where are you going?
I am going home to cook dinner for my beautiful fiance.
I knew it. I knew this day would come. I knew it. She's making you soft.
Okay.
She's supposed to be cooking dinner for you.
Right. Right. So I'm thinking maybe if you had cooked dinner for your ex, you wouldn't be single right now.
For your information, that is not why she broke up with me.
That's right. The guy you cheated on her with the girl from her church.
You sleeping on them church girls.
Okay.
They be the real freaks.
Man.
No. Everybody think it's the girls in the club. It's the ones that's on fire for the Lord. Tell him.
Ethan rolls his eyes and follows Matt out. Ari sits in the salon.
Okay, yes, hair.
I'm about to go grab some to eat before my last client.
Can you give me some, please?
You just ate.
And I'm gonna eat again when you get back. Mind your business.
Yeah, all
right. Thanks. Thank you, friend. I love you. I love you. P.O.P.
Got a super bad. Ari exits the salon with her eyes on her phone. Look at how she walk, and you know it's real. No question. If she a guy in white sweatpants and expensive sneakers strolls down the sidewalk. Yeah, I'm a boss, I swipe that for you. Girl, you look good, you top
10 amazing. Spark a new flame, I like that for you. Tell me what you want, I like that. Hey.
The tall man hugs Ari.
Look at you.
When did you get out?
Been home for a minute now. It's been like 3 months.
Okay. Welcome home.
Thank you. Let me see you.
He looks Ari up and down.
You married now?
Engaged.
No. So now you get locked up, you just go on about your business, huh?
Listen, Kate, there was a lot going on, and I just needed to keep it moving.
It just
means
we got a lot of catching up to do, that's all.
Nah, that's not a good idea.
Why? Because you engaged?
Yeah.
Are you happily engaged, or are you just engaged?
It don't matter. I'm engaged.
Chaos steps closer.
But are you happy?
Yeah.
Ari, I know you.
No, you used to know me.
Ari pushes Chaos back with a finger.
Come on, man. This ring will never come between our bonds.
Look, I gotta go. Okay, give me my phone. This is so childish.
Okay, look, it's just for me to check on you from time to time. I'm gonna be good. I promise.
Ari watches Chaos go and bites her lower lip. At home, Ethan serves Ari food.
Dinner is served. And here you go.
Okay.
Now, before we dive in, I do want to say this. That I know lately I haven't been the most attentive.
I agree.
Okay. Because I wasn't done.
Go ahead.
But all that's going to change. Like, now. Like, starting right here, right now, with this beautiful meal that I prepared for my baby. So, let's pray.
Ethan and Ari clasp hands.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for love. Thank you for this happiness, this union. I thank you for the beautiful angel that you sent to me and my beautiful fiance. And I know that this is just one out of many dinners that we will have together, for we are going to have a lifetime of dinners. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Ethan stares at Ari.
You gonna watch me eat?
I'm for sure gonna watch you take that first bite, yes.
I'm gonna smell it first.
Okay, get it all in your nostrils.
Okay.
Ari glares and takes a bite.
Come on. Oh, look at that face. Talk to me, come on.
It's delicious.
It's delicious, yeah, see? Doing all that hating, knowing damn well I probably cook better than you.
Okay, you're going too far.
Too far. So, how was your day? Anything interesting happen at this line?
All right.
Okay.
Ari hugs Chaos in a flashback.
Same salon issues. And no, I don't want to sell it.
Babe, I'm just saying.
You ain't saying nothing I want to hear.
Well, because you really don't want to hear about these babies, huh?
Ari sips wine.
Again with the baby talk?
Yeah. I mean, Ari, we just talked about the kids a couple of weeks ago and you were fine. Now today is again with the baby talk?
Yeah, down the line, Ethan, not right now. And besides, with us being so busy, who gonna raise the baby?
All right, you know damn well I can afford a nanny for when we get busy.
So, bring a baby in this world so somebody else can take care of it? You sound stupid.
No, not leaving a legacy behind sounds stupid.
A legacy? Boy, who you think you is, a billionaire or something?
No, I think I'm Ethan Carter, a black man who's tired of black people not thinking generationally.
So that's what this is? I'm here to be a baby machine so you can have a legacy?
What are you talking about? It's your legacy too.
Okay, and when it's time for that, I will worry about that.
Wait, so worry about tomorrow when tomorrow comes, is that it?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like the ghettoest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Oh. So now I'm ghetto?
You may not be what your mentality damn sure is.
Oh, but you sure wanna marry my ghetto mentality ass. I cannot believe you gonna stand there and talk down on me like I ain't shit.
Ain't nobody talking to you like you ain't shit. You know what? We gonna do?
We're gonna sit here and have a civilized dinner like we were supposed to in the first place. Because what we're not gonna... It's a client. But you know what? I won't get it.
No. Answer it.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Answer. You probably need to talk to somebody less ghetto anyway.
This is Ethan Carter. Yes. Just give me 1 second. Let me get to my laptop.
Ethan leaves the kitchen and Ari checks her phone. Chaos texts, "Hey, beautiful." Ari responds, "I can't talk right now. I'm at home with my fiancé." Chaos says, "You should be at home with me." Ari cocks her head and replies, "I would be if the streets wasn't more important." Chaos responds, "What if it isn't now? Can I get another chance?" Ari stares into space and puts her phone down. She drinks more wine. Ethan returns to the table.
Look. Ari. I'm sorry.
There's no need to apologize. It's cool.
It's not cool. It's not cool. All right, I'm pressing you about this baby, and that's not right. So for now on, I promise you, no more pressure, okay?
Thanks.
Welcome. Now, can we please just get back to the meal that I prepared for us? I mean...
I ain't hungry.
Ari.
Ari leaves the table and flees to the patio. She sits on a bench and exhales, typing on her phone. She texts, "What are you doing tomorrow?" Chaos immediately responds, "You." Ari says, "Yeah, right. We can meet up for a minute. That's it." Chaos says, "That's cool, for now, smile." Ari leans back and continues typing. Ethan watches her from the window, drinking his wine with a sneer on his face. Daytime, Chaos leans on a railing and gazes at the lake in the park. Ari joins him wearing big sunglasses and a floral jacket.
That's okay.
What's up with you in these shades, man? Who you hiding from?
Shit. Anybody that see me that may know me.
Girl, ain't nobody looking for your over-obvious looking ass.
See? That's exactly why y'all niggas be getting caught up, because y'all reckless.
Let me see you, though. Got you together, huh?
He do.
What's his name? Come on, huh? I'm going to have the boys pull up on him. Check his temperature.
No. That's exactly why I'm not giving you his name, because I know you would do some shit like that.
Get his ass right up out of here, huh?
Still might learn your lesson.
Come here.
Ari follows Chaos to a bridge near the water. Ari smiles and takes off her sunglasses.
I haven't been out here in years.
This used to be your favorite spot.
This used to be our favorite spot.
Chaos glances sidelong at Ari, then faces her.
So what's up with this new nigga?
Ari looks Chaos in the eyes and shrugs.
He's a good guy.
A good guy?
Yeah.
Ain't no such thing as a good guy.
So what are you?
I'm the nigga you love.
Chaos takes Ari's face in his hands and kisses her passionately. Ari returns the kiss. Ethan sits in his office and makes a phone call. Ari straddles Chaos in the backseat of a car, pulling off her jacket as they make out. Ethan checks his watch and frowns, looking at his phone. Ari rides Chaos with abandon. Ethan scowls and stares out the window. Ethan turns to look at the framed photo of him and Ari on a shelf. Ari kisses Chaos and they smile at each other. Ari checks her phone and frowns.
Yeah. Come on. It's not Beyonce.
Fuck that nigga.
Ethan swivels on his chair with the phone to his ear. Ari exits Chaos' car.
Damn, it ain't a round two.
Chaos leans his head back on the seat. Ethan's phone rings.
Hey.
Hey, Ethan? I'm sorry I missed your call.
No, it's cool. I had a minute and I thought maybe we could get some lunch.
Oh. Okay. You still want to meet?
No, I got a meeting in a minute, so.
Right. Of course you got a meeting.
Yeah, of course I do, but why didn't you answer my phone call?
I had ran into the mall and I forgot my phone in the car.
Okay, so once you realized you didn't have your phone, why didn't you go back and get your phone? And I was calling you for like 40 minutes.
Okay, damn. What's with all the questions? I told you I was in the mall.
Yo, I'm a nigga now?
Look, I told you I was in the mall and I don't like being questioned.
I'm not trying to upset you.
Yeah, and I would hate to see if you was trying.
Okay, Ari, I said I'm sorry.
You sorry, Ari. Look, I'll see you at home.
Ethan's brow furrows. Ari makes a call.
Hey, Mimi?
Hey, Bessie.
You working right now?
No, what's going on?
Mimi at the house, all right?
Okay, I'm about to leave out right now.
Bye.
Ari swallows and backs her car out of its spot. Ethan sits on the sofa in his office with his elbows on his knees. Matt passes the office.
Hey, yo, Matt.
What's up, boss?
Come here, man. Close the door.
Matt steps inside, closing the door behind him.
What's up?
Matt sits next to Ethan.
I need to tell you something.
Ethan hangs his head.
All right, man. What's up? Spit it out.
I think Ari's cheating on me.
Stupid. That's what you are. Just stupid.
I know. I just got caught up in the moment.
Man, what? Hey, man, you gotta go back to therapy, man, because you sound crazy,
no,
man.
Man, listen, I mean, I've been cheated on before, so I know all the signs.
Ari, do you know how many women wish they had a man like Ethan? He loves you. He spoils you. He takes care of you. He doesn't endanger your life. And you sitting up here cheating on him with a whole nigga named Chaos?
She's always irritable and always defensive now. She's always on the phone.
So are you.
Yeah, but when I'm on the phone, I'm working.
Well, maybe she is too.
I just got caught up in the moment. I know he's no good for me at all, but I told you I wasn't over him. I just moved on with somebody else.
Matt, I know my girl. Our behavioral patterns are changing, and that's how it starts.
Hey, man, you gotta relax. You done changed this girl whole entire life. She would be stupid to mess you over.
Even though I think you stupid, I still want details.
What details?
Bitch, you know what details. Come on, tell me, how was it?
That's the worst part. That shit was amazing.
Oh, Ari.
But I forgot how big he was, girl. I'm sore.
Oh, my God. Well, I think you should go take a bath and soak that thing and hope and pray Ethan don't want none for the next couple days.
Girl, longer than that with his sexually born ass.
You know what, friend? Usually I'm the ratchet one and you're the one telling me how stupid I am.
Nah. That's all right.
Today is giving role reversal. Come on.
Look, I know I got a good thing going. But for some reason, I still love Kay trifling ass. Mm-hmm. Plus, that thug passion hit different. Ethan fucked me like a good guy. But Kay? Kay fucked me like a gangster.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Your 2 o'clock is here.
Okay, thanks. Can you send him in, please?
Yo, look, E, man, you gotta relax. Be cool. I know sis is not foul like that. You're being paranoid, bro.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
All right.
Yep.
The receptionist leads Chaos into Ethan's office.
Kev, right?
Yes.
Good morning.
I can't believe how stupid you sound.
But is it stupid, though? I mean, I know that Ethan is a good guy. But maybe that's the problem. He's too good. Maybe I need something bad in my life.
Please, have a seat.
This is a nice office.
Thank you, man. Listen, I am a little bit crunched for time, so if you don't mind, I just kind of want to get right into it.
No problem.
So, I'm surprising my fiancé with an investment property, and word around town is you're the best at it when it comes to contract work.
Absolutely. My dad, I learned everything from him. I'm a second-generation carpenter.
Okay, that's the best teacher. So the only thing is I was trying to look online to find things on your company, but
yeah, about that, I'm just coming home from prison, and it's a new company, so I'm just trying to do things the right way now.
Well, even better, because I'm all about helping returning citizens. And frankly, I appreciate your honesty. And since we're being honest with each other, how's it going?
It's a slow grind. I mean, temptation still calling. But I got a wife and family now to think about.
Nothing will keep you on the straight and narrow than having something to lose, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, Kevin, I think I've pretty much heard everything I need to hear. Why don't you stop at my receptionist desk, have her set up a time for me and you both to go out there together and check it out, all right?
Chaos sees Ari's photo.
Damn.
What?
Nothing. It's just funny how life works out sometimes.
Absolutely.
I look forward to working with you, Mr. Carter.
Thanks again, man, all right? And stay away from that temptation, all right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Ethan arrives home to find Ari and her friend on the patio.
Hey. Hey, bro. What's up?
You all right?
All right, I'm gonna go head on and head out. I got a client on the way to the shop, so I'll call you later, okay?
Yeah.
All right. My brother.
My sister. Be safe, all right?
I shall do.
Okay.
So, what were y'all, talking about?
Nothing.
All right, I think we both know it's impossible to talk about nothing.
Bro, what the fuck is your problem?
Hold on, man. First you called me a nigger earlier, now you calling me bro?
Look, I'm sorry about earlier, but you need to get over this insecure shit. Insecurity is not attractive on a man.
Get over this insecure shit. That's the most insensitive shit you've ever said to me.
I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm just keeping it a buck with you.
What is up with you and this ghetto lingo you got right now? Ari, you're not in the hood anymore.
So now it's a problem with the way that I talk? I'm just saying I'm not used to no insecure dude.
Yeah, I think the whole world knows what type of dude you're used to.
I'm gonna go upstairs, take a bath. And soak. Excuse me.
Ari brushes past Ethan. In the tub, Ari closes her eyes and remembers her lovemaking with Chaos in the car. She strokes herself. In a flashback, she rides Chaos. Ethan stands over the tub watching Ari enjoy herself.
Why is you standing there like a weirdo?
When you get out the tub, I got something for you.
Ari blinks and sits up. Later, she joins Ethan in the kitchen wearing her robe. Ethan faces Ari and hands her a box. She opens it and finds a set of keys.
Keys to what?
Keys to your new salon.
Ethan, I told you you didn't have to do
this.
I know.
But baby, I wanted to.
Ari puts the box down and stares at Ethan.
Ari, listen. I know I've been on edge lately. And I've been making you pay for something that somebody else did. And that's not right. And I know I have to learn how to trust you more. And baby, I promise you that I will. Because I love you.
I love you too.
They embrace and kiss. Ari pulls back.
Ethan, baby. I'm not really feeling well right now.
Please. I need you. I need to feel you close to me.
Ethan kisses Ari again and she relents, wrapping her arms around him. Ethan lifts Ari in his arms and makes love on top of her in bed. Ari blinks and grimaces as he thrusts.
What's wrong? Am I hurting you?
No. Keep going.
Okay, baby. You sure?
I'm sure. Come on. Keep going.
God.
Ethan kisses Ari on the forehead and climbs off of her. They lay back on the pillows.
Ari, why does it feel like you're not here with me? Like you're somewhere else?
I just got a lot on my mind.
Okay, well, you want to talk about it?
No.
Ari rolls away, showing Ethan her back. Ethan gives Chaos a tour of the house and renovations.
So obviously the upstairs is already done, but I mean everything else, all of this, I'm gonna completely gut it out. So I'm talking rent, house right there, I want light fixtures off of the house, windows. I want all the windows new. I want the works, man. You know what I mean?
I can see it.
Yeah. So how much you think is gonna run my pockets?
I'm thinking about 70.
70? I'm not mad at 70. I was budgeting for 80, so 70. So. Yeah, man, I can see it.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How long you been engaged?
I've been engaged for a couple of months now, but prior to, I was married for 6 years. About you?
Me?
Yeah.
A year? Yeah, I married my first baby Miles while I was locked up.
Okay. Hey, yeah. It's nothing like having that one true person that stays down on your side, especially with times like that, right?
Right. But you know, never really got over my ex.
Oh, really?
I mean, don't get me wrong. My wife, she's a good girl, you know.
Of course,
but,
yeah.
Man, my ex, she's a rider, bro. Talking about more ways than me.
I get you.
Man, I mean, no cap, she's loyal. And the sex, amazing, dog. You know what I'm trying to tell you.
Well,
yeah.
Look, I always say that, you know, there's always that one ex, right? That one ex who has a big impact on your life, good or bad, you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you got any advice for a newly married man?
Yeah. Respect, trust, communication. RTC. All right, if you got those three things, great. Without it, you got nothing, though.
All right. Respect, trust, communication.
Yes.
Wow. I'm going to finish taking a few more
measurements. Yo, do what you need to do. Take pictures, whatever you need to do. You send me over that invoice, and I will send you a check, sir. Hey, appreciate this.
Appreciate you, Mr. Carter.
All right, man.
Ethan and Chaos shake hands, and Ethan leaves. Chaos smirks after him. Ari leads Chaos to an upstairs room and they lock lips, pulling each other's clothes off. Chaos hoists Ari into his arms and carries her to the next room. Ethan sits alone staring at the TV. Ari comes in.
Hey.
Hey.
You good?
Ethan nods and sips his drink.
Hey, I'm good. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. What's up?
Where you been at, Ari?
I just got in the house and you already asking me questions.
Ari, you are my fiance. I can ask where you been at.
I was out having drinks with Mimi.
Out having drinks with Mimi. Okay.
Okay. So what? I was out fucking somebody?
You said it, not me.
Ethan, I am sick of this shit. I am not your ex. And if you can't trust me, then you need to find somebody you can trust.
Wow, it's like that, huh?
It's like that.
Cool.
Whatever.
Now, you know what? Are you wanna know where I've been at? I've been sitting here waiting on your ass to get home because I had a surprise for you.
What is it, Ethan?
I bought you an investment property. Just for you. You can sell it, you can rent it out, you can do an Airbnb, you can do whatever the hell you wanna do because it's yours. Which means that every penny you make from it is yours.
I didn't ask you to do
any of
that.
I know you didn't ask me to, Ari. Have you processed yet that you're about to be my wife? Which means I need to take care of you.
I don't need to be fucking taken care of. Okay, listen. I apologize. I have a lot on my mind right now. I'm under a lot of pressure lately.
And I've been asking you, damn near begging you to tell me what's wrong with you.
It's just work shit.
Just work shit. Alright. You don't want to tell me what's wrong with you, Ari? I won't push it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No, you know what? Maybe we should take a break. Yeah. I mean, I'm actually getting ready to go out of town with Matt anyway. We saw a property in D.C. that we like, and I'll be gone from Wednesday to Saturday. So maybe in between then, we cool our heads and start fresh when I get home.
Thanks for letting me know.
I literally just found out today. Or do you want to argue about that shit,
oh,
too?
Oh, no. You're going to go and you're going to take care of your business, and I'll be here taking care of mine.
Ethan stares at Ari for a long moment, then turns and leaves. Ari plops down in one of the recliners facing the screen. She texts, "Hey, I'll be home alone later this week. You should come over so I can cook for you." Chaos responds, "For sure." Ari looks up and sees Ethan watching her text.
Forgot my phone. Wasn't trying to scare you.
Ethan retrieves his phone from the chair and lurches out of the room again. Ari watches him with a worried frown. Ari sits in her mother's sunny kitchen.
Ma, these pancakes slap, per usual.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. It just seems that I don't get a chance to cook as much for you ever since you got that little ring on your finger. And speaking of rings, where my soon-to-be son-in-law?
He out of town on business.
So that's why you gracing me with your presence. Because you at home all lonely.
Okay, now, come on, Ma. It is not like that.
Oh, it's like that, child. So how are things going?
Things are going great.
Ari's mom frowns and gives her a studying look.
Tell me how things really going.
How you know?
Because you're my child.
Ma, I didn't get myself in a bind. I mean, my
fiance treats me really well. He takes good care of me. But I can't help but feel like I'm missing something.
Mm. Missing something. Something like your ex. Oh, child, don't look at me like a deer in headlights. Where the hell you think you got it from? Look, back in the day, I was a street thug magnet. And it's probably because I got all this ass back here. Well, how the hell you think I got your daddy? I mean, it just seems like I chased away all the good men sniffing behind his trifling ass.
Okay, Mom, don't do my daddy like that.
Girl, your daddy wasn't shit.
Mom.
Well, he wasn't. Shit, hell, the only good thing that I got out of that relationship was you. And other than that, a whole bunch of headaches and heartaches. Mm.
That sounds familiar.
Oh, no, that's because you don't listen. Look, I told you when you first brought that boy over here that he was going to be the death of you.
You did?
And as much as I hate to see another black man locked up, I damn near gave a party when he went to jail and you left him alone.
Why?
Because he don't deserve you. You better than that.
Look, Ma, he not that bad. And unfortunately, that's just not how love works.
All right. I'm going to give you some words of wisdom. Baby, sometimes in life you can't be with the man that you love. Sometimes you got to be with the man who loves you.
Aries gave softens.
Now, Kevin. Kevin, that's the man that you want. But not Ethan. Ethan is a man that you need.
I'm gonna think about what you're saying, Ma. I love you, Ma.
Love you too, little dummy.
Ari kisses her mom on the head and takes her plate to the sink. Later, she sits alone in a chair with her knees up to her chest and her foot wiggling. She leans forward and clasps her hands, then picks up her phone. She searches the air with her gaze, then drops her head and steals herself. She texts, "Hey, let's cancel tonight." She nods and continues texting, "We need to put this on pause. This ain't right." Her thumb hovers over the send button and she presses her lips together, then stands. In a flashback, she and Ethan cuddle and smile on the swings.
Love and lives and memories I only see.
She and Chaos kiss on the bridge. Ethan pulls off her blindfold, revealing her new car. She and Chaos have passionate sex in his car.
We had it all.
In the present, Ari stares at her reflection in the bathroom mirror. In a flashback, Ethan proposes on the boat.
You fade to blue, suddenly I'm awake.
Ari nods at her reflection, then she sits on her bed, turning the engagement ring on her finger. She casts a sidelong glance at the photo of her and Ethan on the nightstand.
Fuck this.
She hops off the bed. Ari strides to the front door with a smile. She opens the door for Chaos, who towers over her in a flannel shirt.
Hey.
What's up?
Chaos takes in the spacious entryway.
Come on, follow me.
Ari takes his hand and leads him inside. She sits Chaos down at the kitchen table.
Have a seat right here.
Thank you.
Oh, that you said it real nice, huh?
Look, I don't want to talk about him, right?
Shit, me neither.
So? What you been up to since you been out?
I've always been good with my hands. So I'm doing this construction thing now.
Okay.
You know, my cuz keep trying to get me to run a play.
Oh, Jarrell.
You already know.
See, I've been told you believe his trifling ass alone.
Yeah, I know you can't do the wrong shit right.
Facts.
Besides, look, maybe I can try this being a square thing, y'all. Get my woman back.
Mm-mm. You could never be a square. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to give me that. I'm right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. I cook all this food. Come on, go. Go sit down.
She shoves Chaos back toward the table and serves up food from a pan.
Oh, man, what's that?
Oh, yeah. This your favorite?
Yeah.
Ari presents Chaos with his plate. She smiles expectantly and clasps her hands.
Try it.
This looks amazing, but I got other things on my mind I'm trying to eat.
Ooh.
Chaos stands up. He pulls Ari into a passionate embrace. Ari leads Chaos out of the kitchen and upstairs with a big grin on her face. No dollars, no girls. I remember old times and old. Ethan and Matt meanwhile ride in the backseat of a car.
See, these are the trips that I love. Get there, close the deal fast, get back home soon.
I agree. I still say we should have stayed another day. You know, partied a little bit, a little drink therapy.
Yeah, man, you talking as a single man. Kid, I'm about to get married. So I need to get home and make things right with her anyway.
You still think she cheat?
Chaos and Ari have wild sex.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just think I'm paranoid, you know what I mean? What I do know is that if I'm gonna fix things, I gotta learn how to trust her.
You should know you come home early.
Hell no. She was so mad at me at the way I left, man. I just figured I'd come home and surprise her, you know?
You're such a lame hoe. Listen, if it was me, I'd have got a room. I'd have acted like I was still out of town. You know, that's just me. That's just me.
And that's exactly why you're single. And if I listen to you, I'm going to be single.
Wow.
Yeah, I think this you right here?
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, man.
The car pulls up to Ethan and Ari's house. Inside, Chaos hits Ari from behind.
Can you do me a favor? Behave yourself.
No, I can't make it.
That's your problem.
Absolutely.
Right there, all right, man, look. Right now, in the office, all right?
All right, man.
All right, man.
Ethan climbs out of the car and gets his bag from the back.
All right, bro. Yep.
The car pulls off into the night. Ethan goes up the path and into his front door.
Ari!
Ethan looks around the entryway. He continues into the kitchen, a frown growing on his face. He enters a dark hallway and hears noises from upstairs. pained expression takes over Ethan's face and he leans on a doorframe next to the staircase. Ethan slowly goes up the stairs as if dragging his weight. He leans his forehead on the wall next to the closed bedroom door. He cracks the door and peeks in. He closes the door. He drops to his knees and weeps against the wall. He smacks his own head. He clamps his hand over his mouth to hold in his sobs. He buries his face in his hands and shakes with grief. His expression suddenly goes blank. He rises swiftly to his feet and strides to a room at the end of the dimly lit hall. He opens a cabinet and pulls out a handgun. He paces back down the hall toward the bedroom. He stands outside the closed bedroom door. Inside, Ari is still writing chaos on the bed. The door swings open and Ethan stands in the doorway glaring. Is astride Chaos with her back to the door. Chaos spots Ethan but doesn't stop.
Man, Marth. You home early, ain't you?
Oh my gosh! Ethan! Ethan, baby, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Shut the fuck up!
Ethan waves the gun.
You know what I've been through.
Ethan, baby,
don't call me
sorry.
Baby. Don't you fucking call me baby. Hey, Ethan, don't talk to my woman like that.
I'm sorry.
Why are you in my fucking house? Nigga, I put money in your motherfucking pocket and this is what the fuck you do to me?
What?
I'm fucking my fiance.
Wait, y'all know each other?
Not that mine, nigga. You was just keeping it company.
Chaos grins.
Kay, what the fuck is
that? Chaos has in your fucking ass.
Bingo, bitch! Live in the fucking flesh, nigga.
Ethan knocks Chaos down. Ari jumps on Ethan's back. He throws her down. He swings the gun at her.
The number three way of getting rid of a body are pigs. That's right. Pigs are capable of eating a human body down to its bones. Once the pig is finished, all you have to do is bury the bones in a place where nobody will find them. The number two way of getting rid of a body is acid. Acid burns flesh completely off the body, but the number one way to get rid of a body is burning it. Burning a body is...
Ethan hits pause on his phone and stands up. He looks left and right at Ari and Chaos, who are tied up nearby with their mouths covered in duct tape. Ethan pats Ari's cheek. She awakens and her eyes widen.
Hey. Hey.
There you are.
It's okay. Shh. Baby, I need to be quiet, okay? We're here. Okay, now listen. Look at me. I'm gonna be right back, okay? Okay.
Ethan turns to Chaos. He slaps his cheek to wake him up. Chaos scowls and looks around, one of his eyes swollen and bruised.
What up, though? Yep, it's me.
Ethan grips Chaos's head.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey! Now, while you two lovebirds were in Slumberland, I was, you know, just doing a little research. And I know what you're thinking. Ethan, what was your research? Well, I'll tell you. I was researching on the best ways to dispose human bodies. Now, I'm just as surprised as you are. There's so many ways to do it, but the most effective way, Mr. Chaos, is to burn the human body. And not like the street way that you're thinking about, all the mafia movies, and you know, you put them in the car, you blow up the car, not burning it that way. No. Hey, pay attention. Do you wanna know what the most effective way is? The most effective way, baby. It's in a crematorium. You know, babe, like the one my brother owns. Cause see now, in a crematorium, Chaos, it burns everything. Your tissue, bones, fucking everything, right? Now here's a fun fact though. Here's a fun fact. The hardest thing to burn on a human body is the fucking brain. It's the fire that has to burn through all of the skull. And then it takes a while to actually get through the fucking brain. Now, don't you guys get your panties in a bunch, because technically I haven't decided if I'm going to kill you yet. I just want to be prepared, because what do I always say? Preparation. Huh? I'm sorry. I'm not used to the thug lingo, the ghetto talk yet. Are you saying ghetto shit right now? Yeah. All right. Let me fucking help you. That's just saying.
You's a bitch ass nigga, dog. You know the fuck you fucking with? Nigga, that Chaos, bitch. Huh?
Ain't this a motherfucker? This motherfucker threatens me after I find you fucking my fiance in my motherfucking bed. And well, my lad, I'm gonna tell you this, Cass, I've never heard her make those sounds before. Baby, why haven't you ever made those sounds before me? Well, I was good, right? You know what? It doesn't matter. Because the only thing that matters now is that we're all here together. It's like a fucking threesome. Except it's the kind you don't like, right? Now, if you don't mind shutting the fuck up, I want to go talk to my fiance. One second.
Chaos glares, blood dripping from his mouth from Ethan's punch.
Hey.
Ethan sits on Ari's lap.
Baby. Now, you know everything I went through in my last situation.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do.
You know how hard it was for me. I went to fucking therapy.
And church. I got
pray over and everything. I did every fucking thing to heal. And the moment, the very moment that I open up and I let my heart free, you do this to me. All you had to do was tell me that you didn't want to be with me if you didn't want to be with me.
So, young lady, you got some explaining to do.
Explain yourself.
Ethan, I'm sorry. I was confused
about what? What were you confused about? The fucking life that I live, or the fucking way that I made you live, how your life, what were you so fucking confused about, Ari?
Ethan turns to see Chaos grinning.
Sorry. Something fucking funny?
That's it, you bitch ass nigga. She like thug love, nigga.
Can't shut up!
You all right.
That's what it is, huh? I'm too much of a goody two-shoes. I'm not a. I'm not thug enough for you. I'm not bad enough.
You're
for
a bitch,
you.
No.
I get it.
You're a bitch. You're trying to marry a bitch ass, nigga.
Ari?
Ethan picks up a hammer.
Is this bad enough for you?
He beats Chaos's legs.
Ethan, please stop. Please stop.
You sticking up for this no good motherfucker?
He slaps Ari across the face.
Hey, Mr. Chaos. Does your wife know that you fucking my fiance?
Wife? Wife?
You didn't know? Oh yeah, baby, you just a fucking thot.
Fuck you.
No, this motherfucker right here.
Fuck you, nigga.
He got a whole fucking wife and kid at home.
Fuck you.
And to be honest, I figured she didn't know. So this is what I love about technology these days. Facial recognition works even when you're unfucking conscious. So, what I did, I text your wife and said, hey, babe, meet me over for dinner at my new boss's house. I gave her the address, right? To the address, and I said, oh, shit. I think that's her.
Oh, my God.
I'll be right back.
Ethan pats Chaos on the chin and leaves the room.
Coming here.
Ari and Chaos lock eyes.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
You, nigga. You still ain't shit! I'm ruining my life for you and you got a whole wife?
Bitch, you left me while I was locked up and would have got a whole fiance. So I guess we even then, bitch.
Nigga, fuck you!
Oh, Chaos. Listen, I'm for real. Like, no, seriously. Keep it 100, you know? Wait, is that right, baby? 100? And can you keep it a buck? Whatever the fuck, it doesn't matter. I only invited your wife, but you stay right there.
Ethan pulls in a tied up woman and boy.
Look at this shit. Your son is here too. Bring your ass here, come here. All right, everybody in together now. Everybody in, knees. Okay, now I want to be a good host. Let's do fucking introductions. Okay, so it's Michelle. Okay, Michelle, that's my fiance, Ari. You look on, you be respectful. This is Chaos, what do you call it? Chaos. Look, this is Kevin's wife, Michelle. Now, Michelle, did you know your husband, Kevin, was fucking my fiance? You probably did. You probably knew that. You probably know. You probably know all that. Because apparently, I'm the only fucking one that's out the loop. But it's okay. We're here now, right?
Ari struggles to free her hands.
You married your baby mama? So you cheated on me with her? Now you cheating on her with me?
Michelle stares in horror.
You really do fit the description. What's your name? Chaos.
Ari's hands wriggle.
Okay, okay. Hey, you fuck with my friend. It's a fucking rap.
Well, then I guess it's a motherfucking rap. Except before you see me hurt them, oh nigga, they gonna see me hurt you, motherfucker.
Ethan burns Chaos.
That shit stank. I ain't never smelled burnt human fucking flesh before.
Ethan, baby, whatever you about to do, you don't gotta do it.
Yes, I do. You know what? Just get the fuck down. You know why? Because you don't like fucking good guys. You only like bad boys, right? And since obviously fucking a whole lifetime of me being a good guy and never did fuck me, let me just see what it feels like one time to be a fucking...
Ethan shoots the boy.
So you tell me that all the fuck I had to do, all I had to do was kill a motherfucker instead of wasting my time going all them years of therapy. All I had to do was kill a motherfucker and I would never feel no pain, no hurt again. Everything would be going just like this.
The fuck?
He shoots Michelle.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You, bitch! You, what's wrong with me? Fucked me over for this motherfucker right here. I should have just left for us in the fucking hood where I fucking found you.
He stabs Ari's thigh.
Okay, we're out. Just a little mishap, but it's gonna be fine. Okay?
Okay.
He's so weak. Bitch ass. Yeah. Ain't nobody leaving this bitch alive. We'll kill the both of you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You kill my wife, I'm about to kill you. We'll kill yours. You know what I'm saying? Wife for wife, nigga.
Ethan, baby. Fuck him, okay? Untie him. We can kill him together, okay? We can take the bodies to your brother's place. It'll be like it never happened, okay? I promise. Please.
Bitch, you jump ship just like that. Well, let me tell you, you might want to get a motherfucking EPT test. Bitch, you killed me with my baby in your stomach. Yeah. You know your bitch like to fuck raw, nigga. Don't play dumb, nigga. You's a weak bitch.
Ari's pulls her hand free. Ethan stabs Chaos. Ari shoots Ethan.
Bitch! Shit, baby. You shot me in the fucking arm. Shit burns.
Ari limps upstairs. Ethan chases her with his gunshot wound wrapped in cloth.
Ari!
He tumbles out of the basement door.
It's getting way out of hand, baby. Ari?
Ethan stumbles through the house checking the doors.
Ari! Shit ain't funny no more. Look, baby, I'm not mad. I'm hurt.
I am hurt. But I'm not mad anymore. I just... Baby, where are you?
Ethan slumps against the dining room doorway.
Oh, we're playing hide and seek, huh? Okay.
He lurches upstairs, supporting himself on the wall.
Ari! Nate! Okay. All right. Maybe I overreacted a little bit, but it's nothing that we can't get through.
He creeps into the bathroom where the shower curtain is closed around the tub. He yanks back the curtain.
Baby, let's just go to counseling or something. You know what I mean? You know I'm good at that shit. Let's talk out our issues.
He returns to the hall. He looks right, then left. He shuffles down the hall to his left.
Ari.
He scratches his head with the gun as he arrives at the bedroom at the end of the hall.
I'll admit, starting not to have any fun anymore.
He peers around the bedroom, then presses his hand to a closet door. He taps his fingers on the door.
A little game of peekaboo.
He opens the door and Ari swings a hammer from inside. She grabs the gun.
Shit.
Ari stands over Ethan with the gun pointed.
Okay. Wait, just give me a second. So you're telling me I walk into my house and catch you fucking another man in my bed? And now you're gonna fucking kill me. You kidding me?
Ethan struggles to his feet. Ari grits her teeth.
Ethan. I know I was wrong.
Yeah, you were wrong.
But this is crazy!
Okay.
You are crazy!
No, I'm not.
Ethan shakes his head.
You made me crazy.
He wrestles Ari for the gun. Ethan forces the gun below Ari's chin. A woman with long dark curls sits in a bar.
Girl, I never been on a blind date before. I know, right? Girl, my brother knows him and he set this all up. Trust me, if it wasn't for that, I damn sure would not be here. All I know is, he better not be ugly. He better have some money. But most importantly, I hope he ain't crazy. But anyways, I'll call you later and tell you how everything went, okay? All right, talk to you soon.
She hangs up the phone. Ethan sits down next to her wearing a suit.
Hi, I'm Ethan Carter. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Credits, written and directed by Joe Smith. First assistant director, Shelby Lee. Produced by Joe Smith. Executive producer, Nicole Parker. Nicole Baldwin, Nikita Coakley, Joe Smith, Director of Photography, Kyle Morgan, edited by Charles Spud Spence, sound mixer, Fred Evans, Matt Baum.
Shit is so confusing, I just run around in circles. Cause I'm never finding Cupid, I know. I've been trying, but I'm losing.
losing control. Deserve a woman, I'll be stuck with a hoe. Take a silver or discover the gold. Oh, I'm just doing what I wanna. Running out of time, got me sweating like a sauna. I've been telling women I'ma change like broken dollars. Well, I told her that I'd change.
And I seen women do some shit just for adrenaline to spike. LA fucked me up, my guard looks taller than the border. How do I decipher gold digger from supporter? I need true love, I need love, that's true. I need shit without a title, just a trust in you. I need Gina and Karina and a bottle of tequila and a Beamer with a trunk. Speeding right about the dealer, give me next.